The holidays are already in full swing. The lights are up, you got good people, good food, and good vibes. And there to help keep that energy going is Sprite Winter Spice Cranberry. With that crisp cranberry flavor with a smooth winter spice twist. It's the drink that livens up game nights, gift exchanges, or just catching up in the kitchen with a burst of holiday flavor. It's a seasonal favorite, but it's only here for a limited time. So grab it while you can. Sprite Winter Spice Cranberry. Sprite. Obey your thirst.
Amazon 5-Star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by Ed Helms. Tonight's review, Tactical Jacket. I was living a simple life. Didn't get out much. Then, I bought this jacket, and everything changed. Women came flocking to me from lands domestic and foreign. On the 245-day sailboat voyage home, I was attacked by a shark. I knew it was the jacket he was after. Giving up the jacket in exchange for my life. 5 stars. Amazon customer 69. Shop the perfect gift this holiday on Amazon.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
QTS is building more than a data center in Dane County. We're partnering with Alliant Energy to enable 750 megawatts of new renewable energy sources, supporting sustainable generation while lowering costs. We use a closed-loop, water-free cooling system that conserves billions of gallons of water each year, and we're investing millions locally, from scholarships and workforce development to nonprofits and first responders. QTS, powered by people, driven by purpose. Paid for by QTS.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online, After Midnight.
Some paranormal stories begin in old houses or on haunted roads or in places with dark histories, but his began much earlier. So early that he barely understood the world, much less what lurked beyond it. He was 4 or maybe 5, staying at his grandparents' house while his missionary parents were back in the United States. It was nighttime, the kind of deep dark that only settles in old homes where walls hold memories longer than people do. He was alone in the bedroom, tucked beneath blankets that were supposed to keep out the cold and the fear, when something woke him. A voice, soft, familiar, calling him by name. Henry. The door was shut. The lights were off, but the voice sounded exactly like his mother. Groggy and confused, he answered instinctively. What, Mom? The room stayed silent for a breath as though waiting. Then again, the voice called. Henry. He sat up, blinking into the dark. What, Mom? A pause, a stillness that didn't feel empty. And then a third time, slightly louder, slightly closer, as though coming from inside the room rather than the hallway outside. Henry! He snapped, What, Mom? Half frustrated, half scared, but this time, no answer returned. No footsteps, no door opening, just silence. Eventually, exhaustion pulled him back to sleep, but the question lingered inside him like an echo, bouncing off walls he couldn't see. In the morning, he found his mother and asked the question only a child could ask with perfect innocence. Mom, why were you calling me last night? She stared back with confusion. I didn't call you, Henry. Not once. He carried that moment with him, etched into memory by the strange certainty that what called his name wasn't his mother at all. It was something else, and it would not be his last encounter. A couple years later, when he was 6 or 7, his family flew from Amsterdam back to the United States for a funeral. His uncle, his favorite uncle, had died, though no one told him. They knew how deeply he adored the man. They wanted to spare him the pain for as long as possible. At the funeral, he looked for him, scanning the room with the innocent expectation that his uncle would walk in late, smiling the way he always did. But when the time came to pay respects, he approached the casket and saw a man with long dark brown hair and a goatee. A stranger. Someone he did not know. Someone who absolutely was not his uncle. He went back to his seat, confused, unsettled, wondering who this man was and why everyone around him looked so sad. Later, he overheard cousins whispering. It was Frankie. Frankie died. He froze. Frankie was his uncle's name. He thought, then who was in the casket? No. Unable to ignore his confusion, he walked back to the casket a second time. His heart pounded, his palms sweat, but he had to know. And this time, the man was gone. Instead, lying peacefully, unmistakably, was his uncle. Clean-shaven, black hair, familiar face. The man he loved. He stared, unable to make sense of what he was seeing. The first man, the stranger, was nowhere. It was as if he had vanished, replaced by the truth. To this day, he believes the answer was spiritual, that the long-haired man with the goatee wasn't a mistake or a trick of the light or a confused memory. He believes he was shown something, someone, a message, a reassurance, a sign that his uncle was not alone when he crossed into whatever comes next. And then the visions took a darker turn. At 13, in Moreno Valley, California, he awoke to the unmistakable sensation of weight pressing onto his bed near his feet. Something sat down. He could feel the mattress dip, the pressure shifting. Startled, he opened his eyes and looked toward the foot of the bed. Nothing was there. Maybe it was a dream, he told himself. Maybe his imagination. Until it happened again. The bed sank visibly this time, the indentation forming right before his eyes as though an unseen person had lowered themselves into the blankets. He bolted from the bedroom and ran to his parents' room, shaking. The next morning, his father shared something he hadn't expected, something that tied everything together. His dog, who slept outside, had been barking frantically at the sliding glass door that opened to his parents' bedroom. His father woke, annoyed, and opened his eyes. A black mass was hovering over him, not a shape he could identify. Not a figure with features, just darkness, dense, living darkness, which suddenly zoomed out of the room and into the hallway. Toward Henry's room? It explained everything. The weight on the bed, the pressure at his feet, the feeling of being watched. The black mass had visited both rooms that night. They prayed over the room. They blessed it. But he was still too afraid to sleep there afterward, choosing the living room couch instead. Where a new mystery soon emerged, one that was not terrifying, but beautiful. It began with music, soft at first, far away, a choir singing harmonies so pure they felt impossible. He checked the TV, off, checked the radios, off, even checked his bedroom. Silence, except for the choir. Night after night, for a week straight, he heard them. Voices layered together in perfect, peaceful unity, singing words he couldn't recognize, but rhythms that soothed him like nothing else. It wrapped around him with comfort so strong that each night he drifted into sleep more easily than the one before. Something had terrified him in that house, but something else was comforting him. And this house would bring yet another miracle. One he still can't explain. He had watched a TV show about a boy whose lost dog returned to him from beyond the grave. Inspired, he went outside and prayed, God, can you please send me back my dog? The dog had been missing for months. That night he dreamt he found him. In the dream, the dog barked, and the barking didn't stop, but because it wasn't coming from the dream anymore. He woke up, sat up, and heard the barking outside. Real barking, loud barking. He rushed to the backyard, and there, on the other side of the fence, was his dog. Alive, barking, waiting to come home. A dream that spilled into reality. A prayer answered in the strangest way. But the paranormal wasn't done with him yet. By the time he reached 15, the supernatural no longer shocked him the way it had when he was a child. It had already shaped too many moments of his life, voices calling his name in empty rooms, apparitions that shifted from stranger to uncle inside a casket, unseen weight sinking the foot of his bed, choirs singing from nowhere, prayers answered by dreams that turned into reality. The veil had thinned for him long before he understood what that meant. Still, nothing prepared him for what happened one night in Victorville, California. He'd gone to spend the night at a friend's house, a normal teenage hangout, pizza boxes, laughter, music floating through the rooms. His friend's sister had people over as well, and they were outside near the driveway. It was a cool evening, the kind where conversations linger longer because nobody wants to call it a night. One of the guys, a friend of the sister, was drinking a beer out of a glass bottle. Nothing extraordinary, nothing strange. He placed the bottle casually on the hood of a car, turned away for only a moment, and the bottle began to move. At first, it rotated slowly, almost imperceptibly, like someone had tapped it lightly. Then it spun faster and faster, until it was turning so violently that it rattled against the metal of the car hood, spinning out of control with no one touching it. No wind, no vibration, no explanation. The guy stared wide-eyed, grabbed the bottle mid-spin, and turned to Henry. "Did you see that?" Henry nodded. "Yeah." There was no denying it, no laughing it off, and no pretending it didn't happen. Something had moved that bottle, something neither of them could see. But the events of adolescence were only glimpses, shadows brushing against the edges of a larger truth. It wouldn't be until adulthood that he realized the paranormal wasn't woven into his childhood alone. It had followed him, grown with him, learned him. Which brings him to the night in Hemet, the most recent experience, but not the last. Not by a long shot. He was older now, 25, grounded, rational in the ways adulthood often demands. He wasn't seeking anything paranormal, didn't invite it, didn't provoke it. He was simply getting ready for bed, performing the most ordinary nighttime ritual, brushing his teeth. The bathroom light hummed overhead. The house was quiet, the air calm, and then something sliced through the stillness. Not a sound, not a whisper. Movement. Sharp, deliberate movement. Like someone swinging their arm through the air with force. And the shower curtain beside him snapped forward with a sudden, unmistakable push. Not a breeze, not settling fabrics, a shove. The curtain moved as though a hand had swept across it, fast, intentional, aggressive. He froze, toothbrush still in his mouth, staring at the curtain as it swayed back into place. His heart hammered against his ribs, not out of panic, but out of recognition. It was the same sensation he'd known his whole life. The same presence that had brushed up against the edges of his reality since childhood. He looked around the bathroom. No one else was there. Nothing else had moved. But something had been close enough to touch the curtain. Close enough to reach for him. And then it was gone. A small moment, perhaps, compared to the choir of invisible voices or the apparition in the funeral home. But to him, it was a reminder. Quiet, simple, unmistakable. That the supernatural threads woven through his childhood had not been cut. They were still there, waiting, watching, following. When he thinks back through the years, he can trace the pattern clearly now. It wasn't random. It wasn't scattered. It was a series of moments, small and large, building toward a truth he didn't yet fully understand. It began with the voice that called his name when no one else was awake. A mimicry, perhaps, or a lure. Then the shifting face in the coffin as though the veil lifted briefly to show him that death isn't as simple as a body in a box. Then the bed, sinking under unseen weight at the exact moment a black mass hovered over his father. Then the choir, voices that soothed instead of scared, turning a haunted living room into a sanctuary for 1 week of his life. Then the dream, his dog's bark echoing into waking life, announcing a return that defied logic. Then the spinning bottle, an object moved by an invisible force for no other reason than to remind him the invisible exists. And finally, the curtain drawn back by an unseen hand, brushing against him not in threat, but in presence. It was never one haunting, never one ghost, never one moment. It was a lifelong relationship with something beyond explanation, something that had learned his name long ago, something that answered prayers, echoed dreams, shifted forms, and made itself known in whispers, touches, and movements. Whether it was protection, warning, connection, or simply curiosity, he still doesn't know. But he knows this. Some people experience the paranormal once and never again. Some people spend their lives searching for proof and never find it. And then there are people like him, people who don't have to search at all. The paranormal comes to them, calls them by name, follows them across continents, childhood homes, adolescent nights, and adult bathrooms. It never truly leaves, because once something from the other side reaches out, once it breaks the silence, shifts the curtain, presses the bed, or answers a desperate prayer, it remembers you, and it comes back. It's strange, the way certain patterns only make sense when viewed from a distance. When you're young, you think each moment is isolated, a nightmare here, a strange vision there, a voice in the dark you can explain away. You tell yourself these experiences fade with childhood, that adulthood will reshape the world into something sensible, logical, predictable. But some people carry the unexplained with them the way others carry scars. Silent reminders, permanent markings of moments that defied reality. And for him, the older he got, the more he realized every experience was connected, not by chance, but by something that had been walking beside him his entire life, something intelligent. Something attentive, something that knew him before he ever knew himself. Long after the night of the bathroom curtain, he found himself replaying the memories that had shaped him, not because he wanted to relive them, but because they never stopped whispering from the past, asking him to look again, to really look. He remembered the voice calling his name when he was a child, how faithfully it mimicked his mother, how patient it was, calling again and again until he responded. How it went silent the moment he grew frustrated, as if testing what he would do. He remembers wondering, years later, why it had chosen his mother's voice. Why it wanted him to answer. Why it needed him awake. He remembers the funeral, how the man in the casket changed between one glance and the next. How his uncle's face appeared only after the stranger vanished. As a boy, he interpreted it as comfort, as a sign from above. As a man, he wonders whether the shift was meant for him alone because no one else standing at that casket saw what he saw. He remembers the bed sinking under invisible weight, the mattress bowing downward like someone heavy had perched on the edge. How the air seemed to thicken in the dark. How his father, on the same night, woke to a black mass hovering above him before it shot out of the room toward Henry's. He remembers thinking the connection wasn't random. Whatever visited his father had followed a path, drifting straight into his room, settling at the foot of his bed with deliberate intent. He remembers the choir, music too beautiful to belong to any earthly source, floating through the silence of a house that had frightened him deeply just days before. He remembers falling asleep peacefully to voices he could not see, voices that surrounded him in warmth instead of fear. He remembers asking for his lost dog to be returned, believing that prayer was for comfort more than reality. And yet, hours later, the dream and the waking world collided, the dog's bark cutting through sleep like a bridge connecting two realms for just a moment. Every incident had a different emotion attached to it. Fear, awe, confusion, comfort. But all of them circled around one truth. He was not alone. He had never been alone. Something had been observing him since he was a child, something that responded to his emotions, his questions, his vulnerability, something that came when he was searching for comfort and something that came when he was most afraid. It wasn't one spirit, as it wasn't one entity. It was as if the veil itself had chosen him as a point of contact. And even now, even at 25, he could feel it. In the way the house shifted when he walked down the hall at night. In the way whispers brushed his ears when he tried to fall asleep. In the way shadows seemed to hesitate, almost as if they recognized him. He wasn't afraid, not really. Not anymore. The terror from childhood had dissolved into something more complicated. A kind of reverence. A strange, quiet respect for forces that had touched his life in gentle and violent ways. He didn't feel threatened. He didn't feel hunted. He didn't feel cursed. If anything, he felt chosen. And yet, the question lingered. Why? Why him? Why his life, his room, his sleep, his name? Why did something mimic his mother's voice so perfectly all those years ago? Why did something show his uncle's face only on the second viewing of the casket? Why did something sit on the edge of his bed the same night a shadow leaned over his father? Why did something soothe him with celestial music through nights of fear? Why did something deliver his missing dog as if pulled straight out of a prayer? What was the intention behind all of it? Guidance, protection, communication, or something he hadn't yet considered, something he wasn't ready to see? And what did the curtain mean? The last experience, the most recent one, the swing of the fabric as if an unseen hand had parted it? Why that moment? Why then? Why so deliberate? It wasn't dramatic. It wasn't terrifying. It was simply a reminder. A reminder that the presence was still there. A reminder that the encounters hadn't stopped. Only grown quieter, more subtle, more controlled. And the paranormal wasn't done with him. It might never be. And deep inside, a thought buzzed faintly, unsettling yet undeniable. Maybe the shadow that called his name when he was a boy has been calling him ever since. Maybe it's waiting for something, an opening, a moment, a vulnerability, a choice. Maybe all these experiences weren't random events scattered through childhood, but steps along a path he didn't realize he was walking. And maybe one day, the voice will call his name again. But the question is no longer. What was it? Why did it happen? Was it real? The question now is, when it calls again, will he answer?
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
QTS is building more than a data center in Dane County. We're partnering with Alliant Energy to enable 750 megawatts of new renewable energy sources, supporting sustainable generation while lowering costs. We use a closed-loop, water-free cooling system that conserves billions of gallons of water each year, and we're investing millions locally, from scholarships and workforce development to nonprofits and first responders. QTS, powered by people, driven by purpose. Paid for by QTS.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores. Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.